A Senate primary race in South Carolina raised eyebrows earlier this month when a largely unknown Democratic candidate barely campaigned, barely spent any money, and yet he won. Elvin Green's victory shocked the Democratic Party in that state and prompted his opponent, Vic Rawls, to formally protest. Today, South Carolina's Democrats heard that protest and decided to uphold the surprising victory. NPR's Don Gagne sat in on the party hearing and joins us now. Don, did Elvin Green attend today's hearing?
Elvin Green did not attend the hearing, nor did any representative of his. In fact, it was hard. In fact, I'll say it was impossible to find someone who was really in the Elvin Green camp there today. So it was left for his opponent, the loser in the race, Vic Rawl, who was represented by an attorney, to make their argument.
And in the end, why did the Democratic Committee decide to uphold Green's victory despite the protest?
Well, Vic Rawl's attorney laid out a rather elaborate case, basically knocking down all the theories for why Elvin Green won. His name was first on the ballot. They said, well, at the most, that accounts for 2.5% to 5%, not the big win, the big swing that Green had in the end. Republican meddling. They said, well, you know, they had a pretty hot primary on their side, so there was not a lot of incentive for them to vote Democratic instead. The fact that Elvin Green is African American and drew a lot of votes because of that. Well, they answered, well, how would people know? He didn't campaign. Nobody knew who he was. So that couldn't have been it. So they laid all of this out, including many, many details about what might have gone wrong with the machines. And Michelle, you've covered these stories. We've heard these things in Ohio and in Louisiana, problems with electronic voting machines not being calibrated properly or being hooked up to the Internet, which they're not supposed to be because that can corrupt the result. They laid out all of these potential reasons, but ultimately what the executive committee of the South Carolina Democratic Party said is absent absolute hard evidence. Absent that evidence, even though they agreed that it is a wrong outcome, that something happened that had this unknown beating, a reasonably well-known and certainly seasoned candidate who ran a very traditional campaign. Mm. That even though something went wrong, they are very reluctant to overturn an election result without hard evidence. One gentleman speaking to the crowd today, said, hey, it's like a dog that starts chasing its tail, and it's never going to end. Another stood up and said, we criticize the Republicans for doing this sort of thing. We can't do it ourselves.
Don Gagne, thanks so much.
Okay, a long night here. Thanks. Bye-bye.
That's NPR's Don Gagne speaking to us from South Carolina.